Well, disaster did not come upon us this morning, and the winter weather advisory from the National Weather Service can be crumpled up and thrown in the garbage. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. I think they put it out again for this evening. I'm not sure, but I'm going to check that right now.
I'll
because
check it too, yeah.
At the time that we go to press here in the morning, which is before 4:30 in the morning, the National Weather Service very rarely has warnings and stuff like that out.
There's not a winter storm warning out yet, but I'm going to wait to see which forecast is out. Okay, it is today's forecast, so let me go.
There's nothing.
But they do have, let's see, they do something now. They have a hazardous weather outlook that is calling for rain expected tonight, along with freezing temperatures and snow melt. There'll be some problem with some rivers and stuff like that. And then strong winds are expected Friday into Saturday. And a wind advisory may be needed. Great. There you go.
Okay. Well, you know, it is winter. But, for us today, we just have a little drizzle. That's it. Low 40s. Tonight, there will be periods of rain, drizzle, and fog down around 40. Showers tomorrow morning, clearing and windy in the afternoon. We'll get to the mid-50s and then tumble. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, a cold wind, mid-30s. Sunny Sunday, low 30s. So, again, I don't see too much of a problem as far as all of our festivities are concerned this weekend.
So there shouldn't be, because they've got all their snow covered, and they can make more when it gets below 30 to 32. So they're set for their snow because they got their snow. And it's not going to be, we're not going to get any monsoons.
Right.
So we don't have to worry about that. And so it looks like this weekend will be a chilly, wintry weekend for you to go to the ski jumps.
Yeah, that's the way it looks. And I mean, you used the right word, chilly, and not really cold.
No, and next week, it'll probably look like winter around here, right?
Well, no, that's the other thing. This is so ridiculous.
We were talking about it yesterday a little bit.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. You know, for 3 days in a row, the European model insisted on a coastal nor'easter Tuesday to Wednesday, giving us plenty of snow. This morning, the overnight run backed off. And I see why they're doing it. What they're doing is they're taking the primary storm originally was expected to go to Indiana and Ohio. Hand off its action to a storm near Delaware. That goes to Cape Cod. Now what they're doing is they're bringing the storm, instead of Indiana and Ohio, they're bringing it up Illinois to Michigan. Therefore, the secondary takes a little more time to develop. And it does develop. By the time it develops, we may get into some warmer air, causing a mixture. So as a result, they have dropped the potential of heavy snow amounts Tuesday into Wednesday. But the experimental GFS is still insisting on the fact that there can be heavy snow Tuesday into Wednesday. So yesterday we had both models in the same camp. Today we only have one. I still think that the Euro is going to come back around. And I still think that we have problems. Tuesday to Wednesday, there's no doubt in my mind that we will have a winter storm. How much snow we get remains to be seen, but there's no doubt in my mind. I don't know what you're going to do about the city, Marshall, because of the timing.
Cancel.
The snow, well, the snow may not develop till sometime in the afternoon. It's possible you can get there and back before it, but
I don't like to take chances. When I take my really nice Passat out on the road, I don't like to take chances with the weather. Never mind my life, but I just don't like to take the chance that somebody's going to crash into my really nice car, which I've kept in pristine condition so far for 2 years, and I only have one more year to go on the lease. So I'm very particular about what weather I take that car.
I kind of agree with you. So that is the thing. And I also think, you know, there are upper air parameters and oscillations and all of this other stuff that we watch that are going into phases that definitely tell us, you know, that the storminess next week will be on the increase. What do I mean by that? I don't mean necessarily bigger storms. I'm talking more frequent. So that is something that I'll be looking at tomorrow. I'll look at it tomorrow, but it's something we'll be looking at next week and the week after. I do think things will get much more active. Now, ladies and gentlemen, never fails. Leave it up to Marshall. I asked Marshall yesterday about, a thermal printer, because I couldn't find it. He said, Marshall sent me a link to basic printers, some of which do CDs and DVDs. And it's incredible, because it would never have cost me to fix the one I have now. It would never have cost me what I paid for this Canon printer, which is coming today. It's $69, and it was free shipping. And this printer is a regular printer, but it does. It has a tray that you put the tray in where the paper would be, and that's where you put your CD or your DVD. You could do a picture right onto that. You could do a titling, whatever you want to do by the use of the software. So I'm very excited. It's coming today, and I said, thank you, Marshall. You saved the day.
Well, it's funny. I Google everything, and then after I Google everything, if it's not available at like the local Staples or anything like that, then I go to Amazon, right? And it's always available there.
Well, the funny thing is that it was available at Amazon and B&H.
Yeah,
I buy a lot of stuff from B&H.
Yep,
they're fabulous. They have an easy website. They have the best prices. Usually no shipping. And if you order today, you get it tomorrow with free shipping. Now, I ordered it today and said it'll be here tomorrow. I ordered yesterday and said it'll be here today. And it will be. But aside from that, I called Staples.
Yeah.
And I said to them, your price is $20 higher than most other merchants. And they said, yeah, okay, so. I said, well, don't you have a price match guarantee? No, we dropped that last year. I said, oh, but you can join and become a special blah, 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 blah member, and you'll get a discount. I said, yeah, and what does it take? Oh, well, it's $49 a year. I said, thank you very much. Goodbye.
That's right. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. So that's it. You got to shop around like Marshall does, and you'll get really, really good deals. And I'll let you know how that works, because lately I've been having a little time on my hands, Marshall.
Yeah.
I mean, not because of we're busy with the movie, editing the movie, but weather-wise, I have a little time on my hands. I have so much time on my hands that yesterday I completed. Are you sitting down? Yes. Yesterday I completed the spring 2019 forecast.
And when will you be releasing that?
Well, I don't think we should release it now.
No.
I think
now.
It's too early. Yeah. But I definitely think we could. We could release it right at the start of March. We don't have to wait for spring. And I know you want some hints. This is what I think overall the season will look like. I think the season will be warmer than normal and drier than normal.
All right. That's good news. Now, I have news for you. Channel 30 did a thing, the oldest cities and towns in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
The top 10.
Right.
Number one, Sharon, 58.9 years of age. Number three, Salisbury, 55.1. So two out of the top three are the really oldest towns in the state of Connecticut.
So how do you like that?
The oldest towns. Well, of course, there's so much money here. People retire here. All the silver hairs, even though my hair isn't silver yet. And it won't be as long as Hilton Hunt keeps open.
mine is. And my hair says, you know, they say, oh, you have salt and pepper. It's more salt and pepper.
Well, as long as Hilton Hunt, my hair salon that I go to, stays open, my hair will not be gray.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I was, a lot of people say, well, did you ever think about, dying or something like that? No. Just I can't be bothered. Let it be natural. Like a lot of people have said to me, Pat, it's not the color of your hair. It's the fact that you have the hair.
There you go. Right? There you go. Those are two things that you need.
Right. So that's the story there. And that's the story for you on a Thursday. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning and see what that storm is going to do for next week.